was love at first sight when he saw her that day, tending her roses outside. His reputation preceded, but the romance succeeded. There was soon a new groom and a bride. The wedding was small, it was no big to-do, just a dinner and a dance round the floor. They just shared their confessions, combined their possessions. He was 90 and she 84. And they hung all their memories in the hallways and rooms, scattered and unsynchronized. Their cuckoo collection played random selections from the pages of both of their lives. Every clock on the wall tells a story with its own individual chime. Wait a minute or ten, one'll come round again in its own individual time. Now Kathy does things in particular ways, like the way she takes cornflakes with juice. You'll get a piece of her mind, but she's generous and kind. No time for things of no use. And George still swings a hammer, he still shovels snow, still croons a tune now and again. And the dress uniform he wore in the army still fits him like it did then. Every clock on the wall tells a story with its own individual chime. Wait a minute or ten, one'll come round again in its own individual time. Kathy came from Jamaica, West Indies, and moved to Jamaica and Queens at the time. Now she lives on Long Island, where George keeps her smiling, sipping ice cubes in her wine. And the TV is blaring at midnight again as they nod off to sleep on the couch. They're happy together, might just live forever, content tick-tock in their house. Every clock on the wall tells a story with its own individual chime. Wait a minute or ten, one'll come round again in its own individual time. Wait a minute or ten, one'll come round again in its own.